Are you a faithful steward? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Andrew Murray summed up stewardship in this way. The world asks, what does a man own? But Christ asks, how does he use it? You see, stewardship is the God-given responsibility to manage his property. We're not the owners. We're only temporary managers. How seriously we take that role will determine if we're faithful or unfaithful stewards. Few people truly understand how serious stewardship is. It impacts our eternal destiny. All Christians desire to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But do they know that that commendation is reserved for the faithful? Stewardship means not consuming all that we've been given on ourselves. We preserve some for others. In the parable of the talents found in Matthew 25, some multiplied what was given to them. They were commended for their good work, because they were resources available to help and bless those who cannot work. Heaven will involve more stewardship responsibility. The body of Christ will have the awesome privilege of serving the Creator, the owner and master of the universe for all eternity. Faithful stewards on earth will be put in charge of cities in heaven, where they'll continue to work and serve as stewards of God Almighty. Larry Burkett once said, "When we surrender every area of our lives, including our finances, to God, then we're free to trust Him to meet our needs. But if we'd rather hold tightly to those things that we possess, then we find ourselves in bondage to those very things. So let go. Trust God and steward faithfully." My newest book, Economic Evidence for God, Uncovering the Invisible Hand That Guides the Economy, is a helpful look at economics for anyone seeking to know and apply His truth to your finances. Get it today at Amazon.com.